Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Borg is back. Tom's a great member of our Brain Trust now for the last 5 years, president of Tom Borg Consulting, author of Making Service Count, and he's here to talk to us about something that that I bet you don't have. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Tom. Welcome back.
I am so pleased to be back, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I was telling the audience before you got here that we're going to talk about something that I bet most small business owners don't have. And I've asked them for forgiveness. I said, if you have one of these, you know, please forgive me. But I think it's pretty high percentage play to bet that most small businesses don't have a mission statement. And if you're like me, which I think you are, Tom, you've seen a lot of corporate mission statements that wasn't worth the paper it was written on, that it was cliche, it was political correctness, and it probably didn't even have the word customer in it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Jim. I think there are another number of companies, you know, small businesses, they may have dabbled with it, or some of them have some very good ones. At the same time, like you mentioned, there are a lot of them that don't even have one. Or if it's something that they have, it was something that was from a long time ago.
Or it's in their head. I mean, look, we all have mission statements in our head. It's like you have a lot of people have a business plan in their head. But yeah. we're talking about one that you write down to try to encapsulate your goals and your values, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely right. I think that's the critical part we want to start with, and that is when you get your team together. Here's what I would suggest. We look at putting one together, or I tell my clients, we need to revisit and update anything you have that's a mission statement. So it's not like once you do it, it's that forever. No, we've got to revisit that at least annually so that we can tweak it, tune it up, or in some cases, if you don't have one, to create one. But the first place to start is the values. The values that people bring to the table, personal values within the organization. You get a meeting together, a little strategic work session, you get everybody around the table, and you look at what are their personal values? And then from those personal values, once you have weaned them down to the top three, now we look at business values. So we have a whole list of business values we go through. They check off the ones they agree with. Whittle that down from 10 to 3, and now we have something we can start to, it's like a piece of Play-Doh. You start to work with it. How can we create a sentence or even a couple of sentences out of these words, and now we begin to create this mission statement. Or
what we stand for.
Yeah,
isn't a mission statement, shouldn't a mission statement be built around first what we stand for and then who we stand for?
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely right. Now, Jim, here's what I like to do with mission statements, because they get kind of foggy in people's brains. They don't necessarily understand them, so that's why they don't really spend much time with them, if at all. Look at your mission statement as the engine in your car. Right? This is going to get you to where you're wanting to go, right, where you want to go. Now, where are we going? Well, that would be your vision statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look at your vision statement as being the headlights on your car. So that's pointing in the direction, putting light on where you're headed. But look at our mission statement as that's the engine in your car. That's what's going to drive things. So just like you said, it's getting the people together and understanding what's important to them and what's important to their purpose for being in that company. What do they do for the client or the customer? That's what it boils down to. That's my interpretation. What do you think?
Well, it's a good one, and I want to stick another thing in here, though, that I should have already mentioned. Tom, for a long, long time now, for 20 years at least, I've been trying to help small business owners understand and remember and realize and accept and embrace the fact that they're the CEO of their company. They're the chief executive of their company, even though right. they don't necessarily always feel like that. And most of the time they probably don't feel like it because they spend so much of the time managing their business. And I've been trying to help them get their head into an orbit 10 feet to or 30,000 feet, I don't, just somewhere above the front desk, the front door where the bell rings or the website, get above the things a little bit and look down on them with that perspective of a CEO and developing a mission statement, that vision statement you mentioned earlier too that goes along with this. This is all CEO responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the person that's taking the company. We're looking at that person as the person that's going to help us go in the right direction
right.
And making sure that it's something that we all can agree with.
It's not the general manager's job here, folks. We're talking about the CEO. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a way to say, okay, Blessing Game, I get it. Where do I start? Where do I start feeling like a CEO? Do what Tom's talking about right now. What do you think, Tom?
I agree. You got to have that foresight, and that's why you're the head of that company. You have to have that foresight, and you have to be able to get your people together to understand and make sure you understand what their values are so that together you can come to this agreement. Now, if you have people there that don't agree with the values that you put together, then maybe they're not the people that you want in your company. So that's critical to think
well,
about.
Well, or you've got some work to do. If you and your people are not on the same page, and
that's right,
and it could be that you need to make an adjustment or two. Make you know there's a couple of you know there are a few knuckleheads out there who still are still in think it's 1985, and
that's
and you know and so this is where you have a conversation. However, as the CEO, if you're the founder, you do have the last vote. That's one thing I think we need to point out.
Oh, yeah.
If it's your business,
absolutely.
You have the last vote. It's not a real democracy. It's a benevolent dictatorship, but the conversations need to be had. Last thoughts, Tom.
That's a good point there, Jim. You know, one of the things that you mentioned there and that's critical, and that is to be able to communicate your ideas to your team. Sometimes, and I think you've seen this with some of your clients, seen it with mine, where that leader, the owner of the company, that CEO, sometimes he or she doesn't really communicate as clearly as he should. People are guessing, well, what do they mean by that?
This,
and they're afraid to
this
ask.
This mission statement project, folks, this conversation we're talking about, could be a good way to reset your company in 2021. We're going to come back and talk about this some more, and I'm going to talk about what can we stipulate in this mission statement. Quick break. Right back with Tom Borg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.